This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says no one wants voter fraud, but a Republican election bill is not the answer. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill requires in-person voter registration, proof of citizenship, and photo ID to vote. It would also give the federal government access to local voter rolls. Bennett says the bill not only makes it harder for citizens to vote, it rips up the way local governments run elections.
Fundamentally, the Save America Act is an astonishing federal overreach in search of a scandal that doesn't exist and would have the effect of undermining fraud-free elections like we have in Colorado.
The bill is a priority for President Trump, who for years has claimed without evidence that voter fraud is occurring. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Warm weather is forcing several Colorado ski resorts to close early. Some will close after this Sunday. CPR's Stina Sieg.
Sunday is the final day for Ski Cooper in Leadville, Sunlight Mountain in Glenwood Springs, and Little Howlson Hill, owned by the city of Steamboat Springs. Powderhorn Mountain Resort near Grand Junction will hold a tentative final day Sunday, though it could reopen next weekend, weather permitting. High temperatures and low snow have wreaked havoc on the ski season. Resorts opened later than normal, and some of the smallest ski hills didn't open at all. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver recorded another record high at 82 degrees today, breaking the 119-year-old record of 80 degrees. This is CPR News.